In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, we are now in the last days of preparation before the great feast of the Nativity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Son of God became man in order to save mankind. However, this celebration of the Nativity of Christ is not simply a commemoration of something that happened in the past. Even though we were not present there in Bethlehem when our Lord was born of the Virgin Mary, yet we should not envy the shepherds and the wise men who had the grace to be there with Christ. Because mysteriously, you and I are also called to go to the crib and to share in all the graces and joys of that birth. Because he was born for us as well, so how could we be left behind? But God foresaw a wonderful way for us to share in this mystery of our salvation. God prepared for us a spiritual bridge by which we can cross space and time and enter in contact with all the graces of the birth of our Lord. And this bridge is the liturgy. It is in the liturgy that we can, here and now, adore Christ, really present in our midst. It is through the liturgy that we can, here and now, share in all the graces of his mysteries. Because when the Church celebrates the mysteries of our salvation, may it be Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, the Church makes all the graces of these mysteries really accessible to us. So even though we were not present there where these things happened, the graces of these mysteries can really reach us today through the liturgy of the Church. It is clear that this way of understanding the liturgy is far different from the way Protestants do. For them, the liturgy is a simple celebration of something that happened in the past, and nothing more. And in fact, they have nothing more to offer. But for us, even if the liturgy has this dimension of bringing to memory events from the past, our liturgy is much more, because it allows us to participate in the mysteries of our salvation. So the liturgy, the Mass, is not a simple pious thought or imagination, but it is a powerful reality that connects us with God. In this way, my brethren, when the Church celebrates the Nativity of Christ, all the graces of this ineffable mystery are made present for us. All the graces of this mystery are made accessible to us through this mysterious key that is the liturgy. And with this key, the Church unlocks the treasures of the mysteries of God, so we can participate in them. We can somehow enter into the eternity of these mysteries of our Lord. So we should reflect about the supernatural reality in which we are placed in every liturgy. Because during Mass, we are somehow out of space and out of time. Heaven and earth are mingled, and angels and men adore together the only Lord. What a tremendous reality that we do not appreciate enough. So when you come to church to celebrate the feast of the Nativity of our Savior, come as if you were going to the manger itself in order to pay homage to the Lord. Come with an open heart, and God will fill it with many graces, with the same graces He gave to the shepherds, with the same graces that He gave to the wise men. But I dare to say that God will grant you even more than what He granted the shepherds and the wise men. Because after having met the Lord, they were obliged to leave Him there with Mary and Joseph. But when you come to meet the Lord in the liturgy, when you come to receive the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, you can take Him back home with you. So prepare your heart to be the spiritual credo of the child Jesus. Take away all these desires for pleasure and money that may occupy your heart, and leave behind any kind of enmity and resentment that you may still have against your neighbor. But clean your heart before coming to the crib of Jesus Christ, and you will be able to receive all the graces that He has prepared for you from all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.